7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Yeah, you can sit right here. Sitting on the cords is tricky. It's a good baby. You ready to do this, Pippa? Because here we go. The current time is, of course... Hold on a second. Do I have kitty fluff in my face? Damn it. Okay, there we go. What was I talking about? The current time. Yeah, it's 1930. Call it 1931. No, wait. Wait for it. 3, 2, 1. It's 1931 UTC. My name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of this, the Dubious Goals Committee. And I got a cat sitting here. Yeah, hi. So Pippa decided to just sit right here today. We've been playing the water pouring game. I've poured water for her twice now. Maybe three times. Did I lose track already? It's possible that I've already lost track. And that's fine. Okay, so what are we doing today? Well, I just listened to the garbage trucks roll by. Picking up the neighborhood garbage, and that only served to remind me that I forgot to take out the trash. Which is fine, because I took it out last week anyway, and... Oh my god, I have a 96-gallon trash can. That's about 400 liters. That's 380 liters. I don't care how many liters it is. I also don't care how many gallons it is. I also don't care how many drams it is. But, you know, it's about half a hogshead. Wait, maybe it is a hogshead. How many gallons in a hogshead, Pippa? Pippa doesn't know. Alright, so what are we doing? Why are we just sitting around here doing nothing today? Talking about the garbage man that just drove by. Yeah, well, I got nothing for you today. You gotta understand that, oh boy, did it get hot. It is so hot that when I woke up this morning, and I actually did literally wake up in the AM, it was already... 24 degrees. Yeah, that's not good. That's not good. It's about 27 now. And it's creeping up to about 30. It could hit 32. That's 90 degrees for all my American listeners. Yeah, it hit 90 last night. Well, it was late in the afternoon. I checked my back thermometer. And it was on 90, slightly above. But that's also the side of the house that gets the direct sun. But this was in the afternoon, so it wasn't getting the direct sun anymore. But regardless, it's way too damn hot to go outside. And to make it worse, it's extremely windy. They've got some kind of wind advisory. And so now we're under some kind of super mega fire warning or watch. No, yeah, see, they call it a fire warning. Even though it hasn't happened yet. How can you warn me about a fire that doesn't exist? Do you want me to watch out for fires? That's something different now, isn't it? Yes, it is. So the bad news is we can't go outside. Although I was thinking about... I thought about it earlier. I thought, yeah, we'll just run out for like 10 minutes. It's only 76 degrees. I won't die in 10 minutes. So I thought, no. No. Let's just stay indoors today. And the benefit to this is that I can drink a little bit of tea. Not a lot of tea. But I can drink like 2 or 3 cups of hot tea. And when I say cups, This is not an American cup of 8 ounces. This is about 3 ounces. So, I've got to think of stuff to do today, indoors. We're not going outside. It's way too windy, way too hot. And one thing I wanted to do was I wanted to test out a new idea that I have for these little wooden discs. Did we talk about this? I think we talked about this. Or at least I briefly mentioned it. Like 3 weeks ago. So there's no possible way you can remember. Plus I'm playing this very confusing Tangerine Dream music in the background. Yeah, Tangerine Dream with guitar. That would be Tangram. For some reason, I've had Tangerine Dream on the brain for the last couple of days. I don't know why. We'll get into that in a minute, maybe. But I have these little wooden discs. They are not actually discs. They are sort of pseudo-toroids. They are pseudo-toroidal wooden things. And they're meant to be wheels. So imagine like a cartoon tire for a car. This is what it looks like. Hi, Peppa. Now the cat's rubbing her face against the microphone. You're a good baby. You're a good kitty. Basically, what these look like are wooden curling stones. So imagine curling stones that are a little bit flatter. Okay, you know, picture a curling stone, the aspect ratio. Wait, can a circular thing have an aspect ratio? Is it a polar aspect? Imagine the polar aspect ratio of a curling stone, and then sort of flatten it out a little bit. You flatten it about 30 to 35%. And that's what you have here. Now, I've got these in wood, and they're, about 8 millimeters thick, and, 24, 25, 26 millimeters in diameter. It's about an inch in diameter and about 3/8 of an inch thick for all my American listeners. And it has a small hole in the middle, about a 7 millimeter hole. And of course, these are for mounting onto axles, right? Yeah, you want to smell it, Peppa? Smell it. Oh, look, it's so fun. Oh, you want to rub your face on it? Yes, rub your face. Get your kitty smell on it. You own it. You own it now. Yeah, you own it. You pwned it. My cat is pwning the wooden disc. Anyway, I've got a bag of these. You can buy these from any craft store in the land. And when I say the land, I mean, you know, North America. Your mileage may vary depending on, you know, where you live. But regardless, being as I have these and I said, hey, what can I do with these? This seems like something I could make a game out of. Because, again, they look like curling stones, flattened curling stones. And they kind of remind me of the discs used for playing caroms, that game, right? Where you're knocking discs around. So I thought, yeah, I want to make a game where we're knocking discs around. That would be fun. I've always wanted to do something like that. So I thought, okay, what kind of game can I make? What can I invent? And basically, what I want to make is Sabutio. And I know what you're thinking. Sabutio already exists, Tobe. You can't do it. They already did it. Yeah, I know. All right. Now it occurs to me that, yes, all my UK and the Commonwealth listeners, they know what I'm talking about. My American listeners got lost at Sabutio. What is Sabutio? Well, you can look it up. It'll make more sense if you look it up. But Sabutio is a game that is basically a simulation of football that you play on a tabletop with a bunch of little plastic men that are on like roly-poly bases. And you can flick them around with your fingers to make them run into a ball and then hopefully caram that ball into a net. Okay? Also known as table soccer, Sabutio is a metonym now for this game all over the world. But sometimes you can find it under table soccer, not to be confused with foosball. Now, I've always wanted to get into Sabutio myself, but, yeah, I don't know anybody else who knows what it is, well, except for Doug. And I don't know anybody who would want to play. Plus, it's really hard to get Sabutio equipment in the America, especially in Nebraska. Strangely enough, though, I do own a Sabutio cloth and some guys, but I found them in a thrift store. Anyway, so I've got these wooden discs, and I think, okay, what do we slide these around on? So I can have some... You paint these up so that some of them are guys, you paint one of them up so one of them's a ball, and then you can play Sabutio-type finger-flicking soccer. Which kind of sounds like this. They're trying to beat Kraftwerk so bad right here. Anyway, so I've got these little pieces of masonite. I've got, what is it, 60 centimeters by 60 centimeters? I've got this, yeah, let's do it right now. Let's just grab this. Hi, Pippa. Okay, get your kitty face out of the way. Yeah, get your kitty, look out. You might want to look out. Yeah, so I have this sheet of, masonite. What do we call this in other countries? Is this MDF? Is this medium density fiberboard? This is sort of MDF. It's like the next step up from MDF because it's got like a finished surface. It's nice and smooth. And I use these pieces. Well, upstairs there's a couple that act as tables in the war room. But I use one of these to draw on and, you know, to paint on. And now the cat's sitting on it. You want to play my game with me? And so now what we're going to do is we're going to put one of these wheels down on here and flick it around. Oh, whoa boy. Uh-oh. Somebody thinks this is the funnest game ever, and it's not me. Oh, look, you can get it. You can flick it around. Oh, isn't this so fun? So you flick it towards your cat, then your cat knocks it back over to you. Yeah. Flick it back over. There you go. That's a good baby. Here, I'm going to go between your legs. Oh, I missed. All right, I invented a new game. It's called Kitty Sabutio, except there's no ball. Basically, I'm just sort of flicking this one single disc around. And it does slide well. It slides a lot better than I thought it would, to be perfectly honest. Because originally I was thinking we might have to get some French chalk. Sorry, chalk. Get some French chalk or get some cornmeal. So we can have some lubrication on the board, but no, this is working really good. So I'm just flicking this disc into my cat, and my cat sort of flicks it back to me. There you go. Now you did it the wrong way. Yeah, this is a fun game, isn't it? This is a fun kitty game. Who's winning? Probably me, because I'm the best. Oh, you flipped it the wrong way. You have to flip it back to me. You're going the wrong way. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, there you go. Oh, it fell off the board. Where are you going? Where are you going? Okay, so the cat just walked off the board here. Is this a game that I need to really deal with? Oh, now she's attacking the damn disc again. Who's a crazy kitty? You're a crazy kitty. Okay, we need to get some more of these discs and do some more testing. And I left the discs downstairs, so here. Little Thomas Dolby before we get into this.
You are Ich heiße Mike und bin ein scharfer Rückgratzerstampfer. Wollen wir beide Freunde sein?
Negativ.
Negativ. Okay, so something kind of funny just happened. I just ran downstairs to get some more of these discs, right? I didn't grab the whole bag. I must have bought like 20 of them. Don't know why. But anyway, I reached in the bag, I grabbed a few. And then I decided, hey, wait a second, don't I have some shaker pegs that have the same size tenon as this hole? And so I ran up into the kitchen where I thought, isn't there a bag of shaker pegs? And sure enough, there it is, sitting right there on the counter. An unopened bag of like a dozen shaker pegs. What the hell, right? Why do I even have these? I don't know! Nothing makes any sense to me at all. Other than sometimes you think, oh, I need a shaker peg, and you don't have any. But that didn't happen to me today, did it? No. Who's laughing now? Me. So I grabbed one of these shaker pegs out of the brand new bag. I had to cut the bag open. And then I thought, huh, yeah, I was right. This shaker peg has a quarter inch tenon, just like the wheel thingy that I have has a quarter inch hole. So I put the tenon in the hole, and now I have this thing. What the hell is it? It looks like a pawn. And not like a chess pawn. The type of pawn that you would get in some other generic pawn-moving game. Like Parcheesi. Or Sorry. Or anything where you are moving a piece. Except it's made out of wood instead of cheesy plastic. So now I have this awesome, cool pawn that is a little, you know, squishy. It doesn't have that cool 1964 look to it. No, but it's wooden, and it's... There it is. Look at that thing. Tobe, you must be some kind of game piece making genius. I know, right? Look how awesome this is. In fact, this is so good, I might actually try to make it into something. Meaning that I might make a few of these and, like, finish them. Wipe them with some of that wood stain that I have, and it's going to look like some kind of art thing. But Tobe, doesn't this mean that you're now getting distracted from your Sabutio thing, gamey? Well, you could play that with this. You can still flick this around. It still works pretty good. Yeah. I don't know where the hell the cat that went, but see, now I've got these three set up, and I'm going to flick this other one into it. See how well they ricochet. Yeah, it works pretty good. Flip the big one around, but this one has more mass now, so now it's not quite as... Oh, speaking of mass, oh, see, and the tip's over now. That's the bad thing about it. Then it rolls. It rolls in a circle. Oh, but it probably sounds cool. Let's close mic it. Turn down the background music. Yeah, there's a sound for you. This is my pawn rolling on its side in a circle. It's pretty cool. I like the way it sounds. What we should really do is get some multiple microphones and record that in stereo. It sounds super dope. All right, so what's the point of this game that we're making up here, flicking these little discs around? Makes a cool sound. Okay, so yeah, this is working out. They run into each other well, they bounce well, they slide on this piece of masonite well. It's got a real nice smooth finish. What's the point? Well, we could cut some holes and we could, you know, have a pools type of game where you got to knock them into holes, but that's just caroms. We're not trying to reinvent a game that already exists, are we? No. So I'm thinking what we need to do is we need to set up some bouncy stuff. Let's get some nails and put them in here and stretch rubber bands between the nails and make some rubber baby buggy bumpers so they go all bouncing around. And that would be cool. Then we could have like goals. And then you have to, the game is you have to do caroms where they bounce off the rubber bandy buggy bugger bumpers bug and then go in the goal. No. How about we just make Sabutio? No, how about we just do all this stuff? What stuff do you want to do, Tobe? Well, I can't tell you. I don't know. But this does have potential. The question becomes, do you want to flick these around with your fingers? Or do we want to get out some cues? Of course, this means we're going to have to make some cues because I don't have any tiny pool cues. I don't have a lathe either. That's not true. I have a lathe, but it's very small. It's not for turning pool cues, no matter how short they are. Well, unless there's the size of a ballpoint pen. But that's no good. Oh, that was a 78-point shot. I just decided, since it's my game and I'm making up the rules. Oh, how about a game with moving goals? Here we go. Here's what you do. You make two of these guys with shaker pegs. So you have the pawns. And these are placed some distance apart. And this is now a moving goal. So if you got to try to knock another piece between the pieces, but if you accidentally move the goalpost, that's fine. Now the goal is just either bigger or smaller. So maybe one player, the defensive player, is trying to make the goal smaller, while the offensive player is both trying to score goals and, make the goal bigger for ease of scoring goals. Oh my God, Tub, you're some kind of game designing genius. Yeah, I know. The problem is I don't have anybody to play with. So I have all these great games that I invent, and nobody wants to play.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Yeah, there's a lot of people who are now thinking, Tobe, what the hell was that? Well, that was the song Kimi ni Dokyun by the Cyber Japan Dancers. Don't look it up. Or do look it up. Oh my god. Yes, if you were to ever take a look at this video, you will notice that this is just a song of a dozen girls, 14 girls, 16 girls, Japanese girls, in red bikinis and white shoes. Nice, you know, white tennis shoes, white socks, and shiny red bikinis. And they dance around and they sing that song. And to be honest, this has got to be the most wholesome bikini dancing I've ever seen. I mean, don't get me wrong. I've seen a lot of females dancing in bikinis, and there's, you know, there's a wide range of styles, from, you know, straight up lewd stripper dancing to Japanese idol dancing, which is just sort of moving your arms around and stepping side to side. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, that has no redeeming value whatsoever. And I say to you, you're wrong. It's videos like these that are used to spread Japanese culture and awareness and the appreciation of Japanese girls' butts around the world. And you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC. End of the line.
This is the end of the line for me.
The end
of the line, yes.
Cue the water. Right down the damn drain. Straight to the beeps. Bratwurst time.